This is Jay Sekulow. New text message revelations implicate the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. So you look at the situation right now, and you have the whole release. By the way, here they are for our television audiences, Facebook and Periscope. 500 pages of text messaging between Strzok and Page. Here you go. Now we got text messages between Senator Mark Warner texting with a Russian oligarch's lobbyist in an effort to contact Christopher Steele. Now, just so you understand, you got Senator Mark Warner. He's the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He's been leading the congressional investigation, at least one of the leads, into President Trump's alleged ties to Russia. He's now had extensive contact last year with a lobbyist for a Russian oligarch who was offering Senator Warner access to former British spy and dossier author Christopher Steele. If that's not troubling enough, Senator Warner says he wants to make sure that the text messaging is not public. So, again, ask yourself this question. Why would the majority ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee be doing this? And by the way, some of the Republicans' response to this, really weak.
Yes, Jordan? Very weak. Chairman Burr, who chairs the committee because he's a Republican, so he's the highest ranking as the majority party, he said, we knew about this. And then Marco Rubio said, no big deal. Here's where the big deal, it may not be a big deal to Marco Rubio or Burr, but how about to the President of the United States and the Russia investigation? And the fact that we had a U.S. Senator, Democrat, okay, already put in there, someone who opposes the president, secretly texting with a Russian oligarch's lobbyist about getting in touch with Christopher Steele without anyone knowing about it. That's what his text messages say. No paper trail is in the text messages. So, and then the guy comes back and says, Christopher Steele didn't really want to do this. Christopher Steele said, I want a letter bipartisan from signed by both parties saying you want to speak to me. And it looks like that never came about. But he was going very extreme, taking extreme steps. But listen, even saying, I'm about to give a speech. I'll get right back to you.
We have so much to discuss, you need to be careful, but we can help our country. This is Warner's text message to lobbyist Adam Waldman. Adam Waldman says, I'm in. And then, of course, you've got the whole scenario with what they're texting about. Anyways, your reaction, phone lines are already lighting up, Logan. Let's get the number and comments are coming in as well.
1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And join us online on social media, facebook.com/JaySekulow. Periscope and Twitter at Jay Sekulow.
All right, Dan Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, on a Friday in Washington, D.C. Never a dull moment. What do we have?
I think the American people better be tired of politicians and bureaucrats covering for each other, Jay. And I will just mention one other text message in this where they're talking about we received a letter from the House Intelligence Committee and asking Mark Warner whether or not they should reply to the House Intelligence Committee. If that is not collusion, Jay, I'm not sure what is.
I just don't understand try to analyze what was actually going on here and kind of the impropriety of what was going on here. And these are people that are supposed to be legislatively adjudicating, so to speak, this whole scenario. And yet, I mean, again, I'm going to hold up look at this. This is just some of the text messaging between Strzok and Page. I'm not even going to get into yet her statements about the pro-life community, but I'll get into that before this broadcast is over. That they were sending back and forth. All right, our phone lines are literally jammed. One line is open at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to take your calls and comments when we come back from the break. There's a lot to discuss here, a lot to unpack. Also waiting for the release of the Democratic memo. We'll talk more about that as well. We'll take phone calls and comments, Logan.
That's right. Phone lines are getting jammed, but one is open right now, 1-800-684-3110. Or you can join us online, like you said, get your comments in. I'll take some of those during the show and during the breaks if you're watching online. The show doesn't end. We don't take a break. We keep the show going either with more conversation or exclusive videos. We'll be right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live.
Jay It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. What a way to start Friday, huh? So, Democratic Senator Mark Warner texted...
It wasn't a long shutdown, though.
The shutdown was about 10 minutes.
It was very brief. You had to be up very late to experience the shutdown.
They got through the shutdown. But now we've got Senator Mark Warner, who's the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, texting lawyers to text Russian oligarchs to get in contact with Christopher Steele, who did the fake dossier, which served as a basis of the FISA warrant. You really can't make this stuff up. I mean, it is beyond, you can't explain it. We could just lay it out there for you. And, you know, I think that, look, you know what I've said? I said that I think if there was a time for a special counsel to get through all of this stuff, this would be one of those situations where you have a secondary counsel investigating what happened here. So that, again, but that has to go through a procedure within the Department of Justice. There's no independent counsel statute.
Let me just say, though, going to this whole idea that dealing with Russians is bad and that all Russians cannot be dealt with, remember who Warner is dealing with. This is his friend who is a lobbyist, runs Endeavor Group. The whole reason he was involved with this and could text his friend Senator Warner about this, and Senator Warner could text him back, is because he was representing for $40,000 a month, pretty big lobbying contract for an individual client. You know, that was a client. Oleg was just right. Looking for a Washington representation, not for even on a specific matter necessarily.
Was that the same oligarch that was involved with Natalia? I think so.
Oleg Deripaska.
We'll look that up with the lawyer on the
Holy visa remote.
Trump Tower.
His visa was revoked because he had ties to organized crime. And this is who, again, it was okay for this lobbyist in Washington to be representing him and texting a U.S. senator at the same time and using this Russian oligarch as a go-between to Christopher Steele. So Christopher Steele was
from
a
United States senator.
Yeah.
This is not an counterintelligence investigation. No. This is a Senate matter.
Yes, texting. Texting, just using their phone. Say, oh, I'm going on Meet the Press. I'll text you after that. I really want to get the information about this. And we're talking about this happened in March of last year.
The Republicans are covering for him, by the way.
And Republicans on the House.
Not all of them, but
yeah,
two of
well,
them.
At least the highest ranking member, the head of it, the chair of the Senate Intel Committee. And I think this goes to that whole idea. In the House Intel Committee, you know, they're putting up walls between the staff
right. Because
it's like they don't trust each other. We are not at a time where I don't think Republicans and Democrats, even on these committees that used to be able to trust each other, they can't. So stop with the good old boys club, guys, and you're shaking hands and you're all dressed up fancy, you're texting, you're going on your Meet the Press and giving your speeches. Enough is enough.
Yep.
This is a war going on Capitol Hill. They're trying to take down an entire presidency And the other person's party, you know, if they're Republican.
So let's ask. So Than, what is the temperature on this Friday on this situation?
Well, it just got frozen between the House and the Senate. I mean, look, let me make two points here. Can you imagine if this was the President of the United States asking for no paper trail on this contact? The place would be upside down. But again, Jay, I want people to understand this probably does shed an awful lot of light on why the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, and the vice chair, Mark Warner, did not want information out about this issue, because many of these troubling contacts appear to have come from inside their own committee. So this is not a Democrat problem. This is a Republican and Democrat problem inside that committee. And it looks to me, Jay, like they are some of the ones that don't want more information coming out here.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. A lot of comments. What are they saying? What's everybody saying on social media? You want to go right to a call, Logan?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying they did whatever they want. That's from Janet.
Pretty much.
Said the former president seemed to be complicit in it, and yet no accountability, not surprised. That was from Janet.
Well, I mean, not only no accountability, which is true, but you got to get Republicans saying, oh, we knew about this. Like, this was okay? To be the ranking members texting? I mean,
there were so many times along this path where senators who were in the know, McCain, obviously Burr, Rubio, but I think they have an animus towards Donald Trump, even though they share his same party. Because of that, they did nothing. Where they could have basically put a stop to all of this because of the wrongdoing being done by the other side. It crossed the line. And so instead of doing so, they let it go.
Yep.
And by letting it go, what are you doing? You are okaying it. And so Mark Warner's got cover, not from fellow Democrats, but from the members of the president's own party.
Yeah, so go figure that out. All right, let's go ahead and take calls. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and grab one, Logan.
Yeah, let's go to Christine in California on line 5.
Hi, Christine. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quick, I'm going to try to make it quick, but I told your producer I'm fit to be tied. I'm doing a really good job to keep myself from screaming.
Good.
I'm so beyond. My question is, to me, this is worse than Watergate. We had a president. His name was Nixon. He lost his job over similar shenanigans like this. And I'm like, and these people are sitting there. My question is, why is Warner still in office?
Elected by the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And there's nothing that nobody's alleged, at least at this point, that there was any criminality or wrongdoing. And he's not going to be expelled out of the Senate. I mean, it is a club in a sense. And that's what you're saying. So I don't think there'll be any repercussions to Senator Warner.
No, I think there could have been. I think he could have probably been thrown off the Intelligence Committee.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
He could have been. I mean, that's the thing. He could have lost his most prestigious position because they could have said it was inappropriate that you were back channel in communication one-on-one after you've gave us these text messages, because at some point he gave them over knowing that this could get me in trouble, probably that this could be found through, a legal investigation or used by the other guys, used by Christopher Steele. So I think that's where the ramification would be. And that didn't happen.
Man, so you head up our government affairs. I mean, do you see any repercussions here?
This was crisis management on the behalf of Mark Warner. He was trying to get out ahead of this. And look, repercussions, I probably not, because the committee is circling the wagons, including the Republicans. And let me just say it this way. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and probably Andrew McCabe saw fit to use their powers to try to impact election. But guess what, Jay? It looks like people on the Hill at least knew more than they let on stood by and watched it happen.
This whole process is, I mean, look, the whole process is suspect. And the Senate Intel, all these committees, and they get on their high horse about all these issues, and they parade these witnesses in. Yeah. Meanwhile, they're communicating through lobbyists to get to a Russian oligarch to get to Chris Steele, who does the dossier, which is the basis of a FISA warrant. And does everybody think that's okay? But we're still waiting to hear that information. All right, we'll take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Logan, let's take another call before the break. I think we can get it in.
All right, let's go to Linda in Falls Church, Virginia.
Hey, Linda, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm not willing to give up, though, the fight. Called the DOJ and left a message how I was upset about Senator Warner's, and there should be an investigation. I'm sure they probably won't do it, but I did leave that message. And I just want people to know I wrote a letter. You can only write a letter. You cannot email or leave a comment. You have to write a letter and send it to the Senate Ethics Committee is who would deal with his behavior. So Chairman Isaacson at 220 Hart Senate.
Yeah, we don't
want to.
Look, I appreciate that you're being proactive. I want to tell you this. I think that we don't even know a third of the story right now. I mean, I think that's the reality. This is just coming out, and I think what Than said is right. They were trying to get ahead of it, and they haven't been able to.
Well, and I don't trust. I've said all along in this story, I've tried to as many times as possible say I don't see this as purely Democrat versus Republican, but Washington versus Trump. And when you get into these intelligence committees on the Senate side, it's very Washington.
Yep.
So we know that these are, especially with Rubio, someone maybe doesn't love the president, has worked with him on some issues, but is not actually, a big fan. Burr, who has been, I think, way too cozy with Mark Warner and those types, and has allowed these investigations to go on and on and on, and they never come up with their final report. I mean, they've interviewed all these people. They still don't have a final report. But I think you're right. I think if Mark Warner's doing this, who knows what else, other shenanigans were going on with these senators on this intelligence committee, contacting lobbyists for Russian oligarchs, and yet they're accusing a president of these contacts, yet they are actually involved in these kind of contacts. I want you to understand that.
Yeah, we need to see what these inspector general reports tend to be. I think that's one thing we've got to look at. I'm just going to say this going into a break. There's also, between Strzok and Page, really nasty emails or text exchanges on the pro-life issue. She, Lisa Page, very upset that she had to wait in traffic. I truly hate these people, talking about the pro-lifers that were marching. No support for women who actually have to spend the rest of their life rearing this child, but we care about, quote, life. Then she uses an expletive. I'm literally in the last car. Why don't we have a snow emergency and cancel the permit? And then Peter Strzok has a statement where I'm not going to explain. I will not say what he called the marchers because it's an expletive again. Then they also hate Congress. So utterly worthless. Less than worthless, contemptible. So people say, how could there be real problems within the Department of Justice or the FBI? I don't know. You tell me. We'll take your calls and comments. We come back from break, Logan.
That's right. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Those on hold will get to you, but 1-800-684-3110. Get your comments in online. We'll take some of those during the show and during the break. That's at Twitter, at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at Logan Sekulow, at Than Bennett. However you want to reach us, you can find us there. You can also go to ACLJ.org to watch the show and get your comments in on Facebook and on Periscope.
And we do have some phone lines open because we're grabbing calls. 1-800-684-3110. We want your comment about all of this. 800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Classic Punk number 49. I think maybe we'll play that as a little bonus at the end of the broadcast here. Maybe play it during one of the breaks. That's the Jay Sekulow Band's version of it. All right, so we gave you the text messaging between Mark Warner, a Democratic lobbyist, about getting in contact with Christopher Steele. He has so much to discuss, Warner texted him. You need to be careful, but we can help our country. The lobbyist says that he's in. Jordan thinks that this was done. I want Jordan Than to comment on this to quote, get ahead of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they're releasing this now because they know it would be coming out at some point, and he gets the backing of these Republicans. So he's got the backing of the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee and Marco Rubio. And for the most part, except for us who were not taking that backing as a good thing, in a lot of worlds that would then shut the story down because the Republicans are saying, oh, it's fine. For us, we're questioning the Republicans directly. I mean, what are you guys doing? Senate Intelligence Committee. So with Chairman Burr and Marco Rubio thinking this is okay. Unless, are you guys doing this too? I mean, yep. Seriously, how many Russian oligarch lobbyists are you texting while accusing the president of inappropriately working with Russia, and you're working with the oligarchs directly to get information? Paid for. Guys who are paid for handlers for the oligarchs, banned by our country from getting passports because of their work with organized crime.
Yeah, but senator, the ranking member of the United States Senate Intelligence Committee's in a three-way conversation to get to him.
That's fine.
Well, it's not fine, but
But that's fine with Burr and Rubio and these guys.
Yeah, they think it's okay.
So what are they doing? That's my question.
So what is kind of the reaction up here? Because this does not pass a whole lot of tests, the smell test being the least of them.
Well, I think the reaction depends on who you're asking. If you ask on the House side, they're going to ask two questions, and the first one is the one that Jordan just asked. Well, if you're not concerned about contact with Christopher Steele and then a request to cover it up to make sure there's no paper trail, why would that be? And one of the only justifications that's coming out, Jay, is that maybe Mark Warner wasn't the only one.
Were they going to have Mark Warner testify before the Senate committee? Say, what were you doing? What was the bait? Are they going to haul him in before his own committee and start asking him questions?
Of course not.
Of course not.
They won't. But it would give an explanation. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I would say it would give an explanation of why Mark Warner and Richard Burr and others on the Senate Intelligence Committee did not want information to come out of the House Intelligence Committee, because maybe the investigation had them involved with it.
But here's what Jordan said is so right. You got the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee going through a lobbyist to get to a Russian oligarch who's banned from coming into the United States because of ties to organized crime to get to Christopher Steele, who does the fake dossier,
which is the
basis on of the FISA warrant, and they want no paper trail. And everybody's saying, oh, it's just Washington. No, that's not the way it's supposed to work. And this is, as this goes on, hour by hour, minute by minute, it's getting to the land of the absurd.
Yep.
Okay? And the United States Senate should be embarrassed about the way this is going. All right, we're taking your calls and comments at 800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's remember, the Senate Intel Committee's job is to have oversight over the Intel Committee. They're not supposed to be counterintelligence agents. And I think Mark Warner maybe they've all forgotten that. And they go around acting like they are little, spies and agents getting this information. But doing this through text message, I mean, there's part one of talking about blackmail opportunities by the oligarchs who are trying to seek their access into the U.S. And they've got a U.S. senator asking them to do things for them while they're fighting their passport ban because of their links to Russian organized crime. I mean, think about these are the individuals that are senator, and then they go on. Meet the press with their smiles and their go. Oh,
yeah, but here's Glenn Simpson's testimony before the United States Senate Judiciary Committee, right? We don't have the audio of this, correct? Here's what he said. He's not able to travel to the United States because he's banned for suspicion of ties to organized crime. He's extremely close to the Kremlin, or at least he was, and is. I broke the story of him being banned from the United States, which caused him a lot of embarrassment and trouble with his businesses and led him to hiring a lobbyist and trying to get involved with getting a visa to the United States. This was, by the way, that's from the founder of Fusion GPS.
So this is all a circle.
Oh, it is an unbelievable circle. And, you know, we're acting like these investigations by these committees are just normal and they're being handled in a normal way. Nothing is normal. This is not the way it's supposed to work. Worse than Watergate, you bet. Because look who's involved. The United States Senate. Wait, I'm going to say this again. The ranking member of the United States Senate is talking to a lobbyist to talk to a Russian oligarch who's banned from coming to the United States so he can get to Christopher Steele, who authored the Fusion GPS Steele dossier in conjunction with the number four at the Justice Department's wife, Bruce Orr. And you're saying that's okay? You, American people, you think this is a good thing? This is okay? It's not. All right, let's go ahead and take another call, Logan.
All right, let's go to Nancy in California line two. You're on the air, Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi. Hey, I keep hearing the whole, you know, Page and Strzok are now off the case, blah, 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 junk. But and it's by the, it's on those on the left and some on the right. But who's to say that they haven't planted evidence in their time there?
I don't know what happened to them the first 3 months they were on the team with the special counsel. Special counsel fired them when he found out. He fired Peter Strzok or moved him off the team. Lisa Page, I think, was removed or left before that. I don't know the time frame on that. I'm not going to get into that. Here's what I'm going to get into. I don't know the answer to the question of what that we call the fruit of the poisonous tree. The evidence that they gathered when they shouldn't have been gathering evidence and the impact that has. But I will say this. I just laid out for you folks exactly what the problem is, and I'm going to say it again. You've got now the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee communicating to a lobbyist to communicate to a Russian oligarch to communicate to Chris, a Russian oligarch who's banned from the United States, to communicate with Christopher Steele, who is working up the Russian dossier. And that dossier is being put together by Christopher Steele in conjunction with Fusion GPS, who just said how bad this oligarch was. And at the same time, Bruce Orr, the number four at the Department of Justice, wife, is working for Fusion GPS on the Russian dossier. Do I you know what I would say if I was in a jury trial? I rest my case.
And by the way, they're using the dossier as evidence to obtain FISA awards.
Yeah, so I rest my case. You decide if you think that's good. Now, the question is going to be, because the Senate is a club, and the House is too, I mean, Than, what happens here?
Well, I don't know, Jay. It looks like nothing at this point. I think the American people are going to have to speak up loud and clear. I mean, look, if the Senate Intelligence Committee wanted to talk to Christopher Steele because, I don't know, maybe a United States citizen had been surveilled using unverified information, that would be legitimate. But guess what they wouldn't have to do in that situation, Jay? They wouldn't have to insist on there being no paper trail because that would be legitimate. The only reason for requesting no paper trail was because they wanted that contact for a non-legitimate reason. So the reason I just described can't possibly be it. Why did he want to reach out to Christopher Steele, Jay? I mean, why would it have possibly have been? Could it have been because maybe they were okay with his involvement in getting this dossier to the FBI for nefarious purposes? I don't know, but that would be one reason where you would have to request no paper trail.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you on that because I don't know. I think there's a lot we don't know here. All right, we're taking a break. We're taking phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We got a lot of comments coming in as well on Facebook and Periscope. Got a couple lines open for you, 800-684-3110. Logan's going to let you know how you get the next 30 minutes of the broadcast.
Yeah, if you don't get it on your local station, you can find us broadcasting online. That's at aclj.org. We can get your comments in, though, if you watch us on Facebook Live. That's at facebook.com/jseculo or Periscope or Twitter at jseculo, broadcasting live there. Again, a place you can join the community, be part of thousands of people that watch each and every day live, and then hundreds of thousands that watch throughout the day. And you can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, I think it's good to hear from everybody. As Logan said, we're taking a break. Hey, your support of the ACLJ allows us to engage a whole host of issues here in the United States and around the globe. We've got a piece out right now about some of our concerns with some of the other on the other matters that have come out with Director Comey and others, and the ACLJ Court working aggressively on those. ACLJ.org. As it relates to supporting the ACLJ, we encourage you to do it. As Logan said, we'll be taking more calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. If you don't get the full hour of the program, as Logan said, you really need to. A lot of stations do have it now, but we want you to be able to participate. So again, ACLJ.org to support the work of the ACLJ, and we'll take your calls and comments after the break at 800-684-3110.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
We will fight for the
right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about text messages sent from the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee to a lobbyist for a Russian oligarch with ties to Russian organized crime, but who also had a relationship with Christopher Steele. Yes, you and I know that you can't make these up. And this was, of course, Senator Mark Warner, who, again, is the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, was texting with this lobbyist to get into contact with Christopher Steele. I mean, like, it was kind of pathetic, too, the way he's asking. It's like, oh, I just want it to be me and him. And even Christopher Steele was smart enough. I think, Christopher Steele was smart enough to sniff this out. Whether or not he's a good guy or not, you know, he's a guy who kind of operates in the shadows. He didn't want to do this without being formally asked to speak by the bipartisan letter from the Senate Intelligence Committee. He did not want to do this one-on-one communication with Senator Warner and was pushing back on that the entire time via the Russian oligarch through his lobbyist.
He wanted protection, Jordan. He wanted a letter from both Republicans and Democrats because, look, he knew good and well that he had compiled an unverified dossier, that he'd provided it to the FBI, and, oh, I don't know, he'd also leaked it to the press. So he knew he needed protection and some parameters for his discussion, and that's what led to what I think is the most critical exchange in these text messages, where Mark Warner pushes back and says, we won't provide that letter unless we have an agreement because we don't want a paper trail. So, Jordan, Mark Warner, the vice chairman, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, wanted no paper trail. He wanted to interact with Christopher Steele, the author of this unverified dossier, without having anyone know about it.
There's another question now coming out also about a second dossier written by a former, I think, State Department official for Hillary Clinton. Cody Scheer was also close to Sidney Blumenthal. And whether this was another dossier that was provided to
we don't know.
Christopher yet. Steele yep. to then give over. So, I mean, how much information Christopher Steele was taking over and then giving to Bruce Ohr,
but then
and then giving
a,
to the FBI, right. and then they were getting to utilize this for their law enforcement activities.
But then they had to get, you know, then they had to get rid of Christopher Steele because he was leaking the information yep. to the press. I mean, remember, James Comey leaked the information to the press. Yep. His private conversations with the President of the United States, purportedly, he leaks to the press. And now you got the Christopher Steele, the so-called British MI6 spy, who is leaking information. The press gets fired, supposedly, but yet the FBI is still in contact with him.
Well, yeah.
So this is, you know, this is not the way it's supposed to be, period.
He was leaking to the press so that the FBI would have some kind of corroborating report on the dossier. So he was an anonymous source to the Yahoo News corroborating his own report.
But you saw what Mike Isikoff said. He said, I was reporting on the dossier. Yeah. So, this whole thing. Now, it'll be interesting to see what's in the Democratic report. And I guess that'll be released in the next day or so, as when I'm hearing, watching the media reports. So that'll be interesting to see what's in there, if any of that's countered. All right, we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. I also want to say this. Look, this is a busy time for the ACLJ and a whole host of other issues as well. And we've been obviously engaged in a number of those. We got a case involving a student now at the Supreme Court of the United States pending right now. So there's a lot of activity. But obviously, we're talking about what's in the news because this is important for the American people to understand what's going on here. And frankly, there's not a clear explanation for why any of this with Senator Warner is okay, because it's not. I mean, I want to say it again. This will be the third time I say it, but I'm going to say it again as we go into the break. The ranking member of the United States Senate was in contact with a lobbyist who was a paid lobbyist for a Russian oligarch who was denied visa access to the United States because of alleged ties to a Russian crime syndicate. They were utilizing that communication, the senator, so that they could speak to Christopher Steele, who produced a false and unverified salacious dossier on then-candidate Donald Trump. That was produced by Fusion GPS, who talked about this Russian oligarch and not in very good light, and Bruce Ohr, the number four at the Department of Justice wife, was working with him at the same time. And they used that as a basis to obtain a FISA warrant. So I've connected all the dots for you. You be the judge what it means. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Yourself video the other day?
We did. Well, we'll do maybe the James Gang too as a bonus for today's broadcast. Hey, last text messaging between, this is from the lobbyist for the Russian oligarch. Understand, a Russian oligarch that had his visa denied by the United States government. Hey, Mark, please let me know if you want to discuss. My Russian client asked me to engage in specific ways with the investigation. We received a letter from the Council of House Intel Committee. I assume you want me to deal with you rather than him. But please let me know. Glad to meet you in person, too, but I leave Tuesday. Warmest, Adam. Then the next one is, hey, Mark. This is about 5 hours later. It says basically this. Hey, Mark, do you want to discuss, and this is Deripaska, this is the Russian oligarch, or should I respond to the House Intel Committee itself? Now, Mark Warner is a senior senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia, ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he's talking to a lobbyist about how he should respond. I mean, how is that right? I mean, so I'm going to go to Than on this because you're up there all day, every day. What is – I was just asking Jordan, what is going on here? Yeah. I mean, what is happening here?
This is the text message, Jay, that's going to cause fractures on both sides of the aisle between the House and the Senate, because guess who does not get to decide whether a lobbyist has to respond to the House Intelligence Committee? The vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Unreal.
Those are supposed to be independent investigations, but I'm going to say this again, Jay, because we really have to. Remember, the Senate Intelligence Committee was trying to undermine the House Intelligence Committee's work before, so this is not the first time this has happened, and this time it's evidence between a lobbyist and the vice chairman, who apparently, Jay, they're on first-name basis.
But not just any lobbyist. This is a lobbyist for the Russian oligarch to get in touch with Christopher Steele. So was Christopher Steele in touch with the oligarch? I don't know. But why is this okay? And the answer to that is it's not. All right, we're taking your calls and comments at 800-684-3110. Logan, you want to take a call or a comment?
Let's go to Charlie in North Carolina.
All right, Charlie, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I'm with you guys. I just think, like, I don't know where we're going with this because, like, you know, when I talk to people, whether I'm having a beer or at dinner or something, everybody's, oh, this is just politics. This is just politics. This is the way it is. The mainstream media, of course, just makes it seem like this is now an everyday thing. These are criminal acts. I mean, to me, I'm not a lawyer, and I know, hey, this is America, and, you know, we got to go through the judicial system. You guys know that more than anybody. But, I mean, this isn't looking good, and I really think until an example is set, and what the American people really just need to come out and really, you know, stop worrying about football games.
But Charlie, here's the thing. I mean, I'm trying to think this as a lawyer. If you had a client that was asked to go before the Senate Intelligence Committee on this investigation right now, and you were the lawyer for that client,
Would you recommend your client do that with all of this going on? Or would you say, time out? What is going on? We need to get an answer to this question. But do you understand this is what's going on here is shenanigans? I mean, this is not the way it's designed to work. So as Stan said, the ranking member of the Senate Intel Committee is going to tell a lobbyist whether the lobbyist client should testify before the House committee. And Mark Warner is going to make that decision. And then you got Marco Rubio and Senator Burr saying, oh, we knew all about this. Well, you knew all about this. Did you know all about it when you were calling all these witnesses to testify? Did you know that all this was going on? So I think the American people are entitled to some answers here. Here's the problem. You got issues now with the FBI. You got issues now with the national security apparatus of the United States. You got issues now with the House and or the Senate. And you know, the American people, you could lose confidence in your institutions here. So somebody needs to be trying to restore confidence in the institutions. And this stuff is not helping. I'll leave it at that. This is not helping restoring confidence in the institution. And I want to know what our audience thinks about this. What do you think about this? We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. I mean, Rubio's quote, Senator Warner fully disclosed this to the committee 4 months ago, has had zero impact on our work. Well, may have zero impact on his work, or the Senate's work. I'm not so sure it has a zero impact on the United States.
Or the investigation.
Or the investigation. I mean, why the covering of this? Like, it's okay.
Because they're doing it, too.
Go ahead.
I think they're texting, too, probably. Their own sources, independently of the committee, using their power as Intel Committee Senate members, and their unique ability. And so, again, I'm not trying to make allegations. I can't, but the only explanation is that they all think that they're going around acting as independent agents and that this is okay. And they trust each other, which is so wrong. Mark Warner would go down and is going to, I'm sure, will go and campaign for whoever runs against Senator Rubio and campaign aggressively and fund them. I mean, they act like they're such buddy buddies. It's sickening so much in Washington, well, D.C., the cover-up. Zero impact on their work, but what about the House Intelligence Committee?
Yeah.
Who obviously, we don't get the response back. We don't know what Mark Warner ultimately said. Did he pick up the phone and say, this is how you should handle your response to the House Intelligence Committee?
Right.
We didn't get that response. They left that one out.
Yeah, we don't have that. Maybe he picked up the phone. All right, Logan, let's take a call or a comment.
Yes, someone actually just put in a comment. June said, how can we as average Americans help move this accountability process forward?
This is the problem, because you turn when you got these kind of abuses, you usually turn to the House and Senate for oversight. Right, Dan? I mean, that's what you do. You turn for oversight hearings. How do you? Who's watching the investigators here?
Who watches the watchers?
Who's watching the watchers?
Well, we are, Jay. We're going to keep pushing for the underlying intelligence so that we can hold everyone accountable. And again, I think it's important to reset this. A United States citizen was surveilled based on information that was unverified. And Jay, the source of that information, the entity that was responsible for overseeing that source, the Senate Intelligence Committee. Oh, I don't know. The vice chair was having trying to interact with him and asking for there to be no paper trail. So, again, a United States citizen was surveilled, and the entity responsible for overseeing that was involved.
On these statements, I really say I rest my case. But who would put witness – if you were a lawyer, who would put a witness up through this at this point?
That's why it's so bad for their integrity, is because – who would cooperate with any of these committees, which really have no power at the end of the day,
leaking
except
all
for
this all
asking
over the place.
Department of Justice, who is also, I mean, you have to question now a lot of this, the FBI. So, again, all they can really do at the end of the day is tell the Department of Justice or request the Department of Justice to open investigation on maybe if you had a client that was being pulled before one of these. But who would? I mean, because they're secretly text messaging people.
Yeah.
Okay, how about that? They're secretly text messaging people. Lobbyists who are not allowed into the United States of America because of their ties to organized Russian crime
to get to
other people who were just writing what so far has been described as salacious and unverified reports about a presidential candidate that Democrats didn't like. By the way, never utilized. This information was obviously so unverified that the Clinton campaign never even used it. And they paid for it. And the Democrats paid for it. And they were losing. And they knew they were going to have some trouble in those states. And you'd think, like, maybe after Jim Comey reopened the investigation right before the election, this is when you think you dump your Donald Trump opposition research. But I think they thought this was so salacious when they read it that they couldn't even release this. It was so unbelievable. But yet, who believed it? oh, the FBI agents who used it at FISA, and a FISA judge, by the way, actually took this as for real.
Yeah, and again, I don't know what the judge was told or not told. We haven't seen the affidavits underlying, but this is not a good situation. All right, Logan, let's grab another call. We've got people holding here.
All right, let's go to Steve in Kansas City. You're on the air.
Hey, Steve, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. First-time caller.
Great.
Hey, with all this going down from Clinton to now Senator Warner and all the bad actors in between, if nothing comes of this, I've lost all faith in our democracy.
Well, look, I don't know what the end result of all this will be, but I will tell you this. This is causing a lot of us that are lawyers that engage these committees and engage the government, engage the investigatory agencies as counsel for clients. It gives you a pause. I mean, we had this exact same thing happen, Steve, when we had the IRS cases, and they were and Eric Holder put that investigation in place, and we cooperated, had our clients cooperated for a little while, but then we realized this isn't an investigation. This is nonsense. And we just said, no, we're not going to have our clients participate. And that's why I'm saying, if I'm a lawyer representing clients being called before these committees with all of this nonsense going on, why would I put my client up into this? I mean, this is absurd. This doesn't border on the absurd. This is absurd. And it's just one thing after another. And I just lay the link down for you. You got the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee communicating with a lobbyist who is a lobbyist for a Russian oligarch who had a visa denied to come in the United States because of alleged relations with crime syndicates in Russia. The purpose of their engaging each other was to get to Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele is the spy that puts together the former MI6 spy who puts together the Fusion GPS report that is co-authored with Bruce Orr's wife. Bruce Orr happens to be the number four in the United States Department of Justice. Okay? And that is then used as a basis not only to launch an investigation of the Russian interference with the election and the president, but also FISA warrants. And I just ask this question. I don't even make the question. I'm going to make the statement. It's not right. There's no justification for this. And now you got a senior ranking member, co-chair of the committee, doing this. We'll take your calls and comments. We come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110, coming into the last segment.
Yeah, phone lines are jammed. They'll open up, and also we'll take some more comments. That's online. We'll also run some music, right?
We're going to play a little music. I think we need a little music interlude as we go into the break coming up. So if you're on Facebook and Periscope, you're going to enjoy some music. And if you like the music, you let us know. We'll go ahead and play the whole song at the end of the broadcast. Again, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110, coming into the last segment. Eric Holder yesterday said, I do not think the IRS should have apologized to the citizens. The DOJ should not have apologized for the targeting. Even though this is the guy who said there may be criminal violations when they did it. Back with more, including your calls and comments at 800-684-3110. For those on Facebook and Periscope, enjoy some music.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up, at aclj.org.
All right, last segment of the broadcast. We're going to take your calls. Phone lines are jammed. We'll try to get to all of them. I think we can. 1-800-684-3110. The line opens up. You can try it yourself. All right, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to it.
All right, Pat, Kentucky, line two. You're on the air.
Hey, Pat.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for all that you do. I just have a question. If these people can't be removed or let go from their positions, how do we get beyond this situation?
I mean, here it is. I mean, with Senator Warner, he gets elected. He's the senator from Virginia. I mean, it's the accountability, unfortunately, right now, the way it's set, not unfortunately, it's just the way it's set up, is the voters decide. So if the people of Virginia think what he's doing is fine, then he gets reelected. Unless there's a violation of criminal law, and I'm not at that point. But that's how it's very hard to hold that you're accountable to the ballot box.
Yeah. I mean, I think Will, our producer, said it correctly when he just texted that Rubio might be right, that it has no impact on their work because the investigation is such a sham and has gone nowhere. I mean, it's investigation, Than. Like, at this point, like, why don't they have a report? Like, you know, Ron Johnson's releasing interim reports with significant information. You know, that we've got it right here. It's right next to you. This was his interim report. That's an appendix on the Clinton investigation, 500 pages. That's real reporting from the Homeland Security Committee.
Right.
Where is the Senate Intelligence Committee? I mean, at least the House Intelligence Committee is putting together some memos on something. Where is the Senate Intelligence Committee on their actual report? Is there ever going to be a report released to the American people on what they found when it comes to Russia? Are they just going to keep having lots of people come and testify to their staff?
Jordan, I think that's how you tell if they're doing real work or not, because if they're doing real work, there will be something to report, even if it's incomplete. We haven't seen anything out of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And just real quickly, to answer the caller's question, too, we are seeing departures from the FBI, and Lois yep. Lerner is gone at the IRS. Those are good things. But Jordan, you and I have had this conversation many times. You know what we need? We need what President Trump recommended, yep. a greater ability to fire bureaucrats.
Yep. Yep.
That would be one way to speed that process up.
I wrote about that in our book on Democratic, that the problem is these Democrat, the bureaucrats get in there. I put this out in the book, and it's like they've got a lifetime appointment.
You can't even fire political appointees as President of the United States anymore.
I mean, because that's interference.
Yeah, because you can't fire your FBI director, who everybody thought was a disaster, including Democrats and Republicans. Hillary Clinton still blaming him for inappropriate, which I agree with, election involvement by the FBI. So I agree with Hillary Clinton. And I also agree with the Republicans. His investigation was bizarre, to say the least, of Hillary Clinton in the way he announced it. It was basically criminal, but we're not going to bring charges.
An election is
outrageous. So again, fireable, and yet you can't. So if you can't fire political appointees, try and fire a bureaucrat in Washington.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's take another call, Logan.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Glenn in New Jersey on line three. You're on the air. You can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. But Glenn, you're on the air.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, guys. Hope you're having a good day.
We are.
Thanks.
You raised my blood pressure.
Sorry about that. I raised my own blood pressure. Here. I can relate.
Yeah. I just, you know, frustrated like everybody else. And you know, the other day you showed a thing where President Obama basically knew a lot of this stuff. And Truman used to say the buck stops here. And I wouldn't be surprised if from the past administration and the Democratic National Committee, all this stuff has been flowed down to them. And I'm not surprised that there's Democratic senators and assembly folks that were aware of this and did nothing to stop it.
Well, could you imagine if this was a Republican, although the Republicans are covering for him, if this was, you know, somebody else in the other party and they were to have done this, and what the reaction would be breaking news on CNN and MSNBC, which is not even going to cover this. And the fact is that what you've got is, I mean, I think they think they get away with it with impunity. But as Stan brought up the point, look, that's why we have an office in Washington, D.C. That's why we have an Office of Government Affairs. But it's very difficult to investigate the people that are supposed to holding the investigators accountable. Van?
You can't rely on a party label. That's for sure.
Nope.
We don't, Jay. I mean, look, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, we want to see the underlying facts, and that's how we make our determination. And at the end of the day, oftentimes we know it's only the information that we uncover that we can depend on. And Jay, you know, I really think that's why Lois Lerner's out of a job. I really do think that that's why people are leaving the FBI, because of the information that's being compiled many times from outside the government.
I think that's right. All right, Logan.
Continuing on, let's go to Mike in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Hi, hi, guys. Yep. How are y'all doing?
Good.
I guess I just have a comment. in my opinion of what I've been listening to and listening to Hillary and listening to the waiver they gave her for the criminal charges, I definitely thought that should have been treason to this country. And I think of all the commotion that has been created, it's a constitutional crisis.
Well, it's a self-induced constitutional crisis, and I'm not going to get into. I mean, treason is a very high standard, so I don't. I'm not going to accuse somebody of treason. I'm not going to go there. But I will say is this: this isn't really a Hillary Clinton matter right now. I think that, you know, it's fine to look back on all that and say, "Oh, do you different treatment, different people." This is an institutional issue going on right now in the United States Senate. And as a lawyer, if I had a client that was going up to testify before the Senate committee, I'd have real serious questions about whether I'd want that client to do that. In light of the leaking, in light of this kind of communication between the ranking member of the vice chairman of the committee, and what's really going on here. And then Republicans covering for the Democratic senator vice chair. I find it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, this is when you pounce on the opposition party.
Well, they're not going
to
do that.
And so they're not doing that, which leads me to believe they've got their own issues with how they're conducting these investigations. So if they think that it's okay to go around and text each other about this information and do this, I think that we are at a point where, I mean, listen, they're politicians. You would think that you could trust the FBI and the law enforcement officials to be more accurate than maybe the politicians. But this is no good because they're supposed to be the Senate Intelligence Committee and supposed to have all this respect. So let's go back to the phones.
All right, got a couple calls left. We'll try to get to both. Let's go to William in Vegas on line one. Welcome. You're on the air. William.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Yes. Yes. Let's make a comment. Two things. You have a handful of good guys, which are you're amongst one of them, running around trying to catch a lot more bad guys and prosecute them and find out things. And the other thing is these guys' agencies and titles work for them. They don't work for the FBI. In other words, if I'm in the FBI, I'm going to use that. If I'm a bad guy working for the FBI, I want to use the FBI to do my bad ideology instead of my good ideology. Anyway, those are my comments.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, listen, and William, I appreciate you putting it as the good guys trying. And listen, that most FBI agents are good guys and women. It's this top line of the FBI's thing, calls it the seventh floor. That is the main problem. That is the root. It's where politics seeps into law enforcement. That's always going to be an issue in Washington. It's always been an issue. I mean, Hoover, perfect example. Why they limit how long an FBI director can even be in place, as they're appointed, is a 10-year term, because we don't want to go through that again. As we kind of finish out the show today, Than, I think it's just people are at this point where they are just. Whether a Democrat memo comes out or not, and what's in that memo, and what's in 10 pages, 4 pages, the truth is people either, they want to know, what have these Senate committees done? I mean, they've been in-house, they've been going for now over a year looking at this, interviewing people after people. There's a special counsel in place, yet they continue on, and couldn't they be doing other work? Isn't there something else they could be doing, like to protect our country?
Well, Jordan, it's frustrating because our system of checks and balances, the entity that's responsible for making sure that the power to surveil using the FISA court, the entity in charge of holding that in check is the Senate Intelligence Committee. And we learned today that they're in contact with the author of the dossier and trying to cover their own trail. So, Jordan, I don't blame people for being frustrated, but our recourse is to continue to shed light on it.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week on JSecure Live. Thank you all for calling in, commenting, being a part of the show. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new show. But between then, you make sure you follow us on all social medias. Jay Sekulow, Jordan Sekulow, Logan Sekulow, Than Bennett on Facebook, on Twitter. Make sure you're following us because you never know, we go live if there's breaking news, even on the weekends. All right, talk to you Monday.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.